Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tafoya.
Why do they want to destroy the family, Alana? Why?
This is one of the major pillars of moving toward a Marxist society. They want to have a full control of the way our kids thinking. And one of the ways of doing that is controlling what's happening in school. Like Lenin said, give me your kids for 8 years and I'll turn them into good communists.
Sideline Sanity at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian Resistance Movement here. And tonight we have, oh my, on this Sunday, the 30th day of October, one more day left in this month. Wow, time is flying by. And tonight, our producer is none other than Craig Zumbar.
Good evening, everybody.
And so here, we're going to start. The title of the message was, God Has Chosen Their Delusion. God, you're going to like this message, Craig. God Has Chosen Their Delusion. And so, boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, it's as we go through it this week, it's going to get a little funny. But let's start tonight in Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 through 6. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you builded unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. So he's making a point, and the point is that the entire universe it takes to cannot confine. You know, God cannot be confined in any human structure. And again, it takes the entire universe to contain God. And so he goes on to say this, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrary spirit, and trembleth at my word. Well, here, the key verses we see summarize Isaiah's message. He contrasted the humble persons here who have a profound reverence for God's message and their application to life with those who choose their own way of living. He goes on to say, he that killeth an ox as if he slew a man, he that sacrificed a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck, he that offered an oblation as he offered swine's blood, he that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Well, here, the sacrifices of the arrogant were only external compliance, folks. In their hearts, they were murderers. In their hearts, they were perverts. In their hearts, they were idolaters. And so God shows mercy to the humble, but he curses the proud and the self-sufficient. Yea, you have chosen your own ways, and your soul delighteth in their abominations. I will also choose their delusions. Boy, and that is what's happening in America today. That is exactly what's happening in America today. God has chosen their delusions. He goes on to say, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear you the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word, your brother and that hated you, and cast you out for my name's sake. Let their Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. So he's talking about, folks, those today, many of you out there listening to me have family members, relative, that have turned on you because of your faith. Many of them don't believe in God out there. And all of us have family or somebody that doesn't, that aren't believers. And sometimes they're professing believers, but then you can tell by their way they live that they're not believers at all. We've seen so many people, so many families have been split apart because of the poisonous poke, the bioweapon jabs that they want to give. And many of the families, no, I'm not going to take that. I know better than that. I'm smarter than that. I'm seeing what's happening. And others see, sometimes people find security. You know, if I'm going to get sick and die, I don't want to do it alone. I want you to go ahead and get the jab with me. And that somehow gives me confidence that I didn't make the wrong choice. Well, folks, you know, that's stupid. That's insanity. Well, we're going to take a look at tonight the delusions given to the unrepentant here in our country today. Out there. Now, think about this, if you will, for a minute. And that is that the Democratic Party, our opposition out there, they use as their symbol for what they stand for, their standard is killing babies. Killing babies. I mean, does this register with you? I'm hoping I can get the reality, because people have been so dumbed down by the mainstream media that, you know, they just call it abortion and pretend like it's not really killing babies when it is. It's murder. God hasn't changed. God, believe me, God hasn't changed a bit. It's murder. It's murder. So they have chosen as their standard what they're about, who they are, killing innocent children. Killing innocent children. They said that they believe. The left believes that the majority of American women are unclean and have no natural affection for their unborn children. They have no natural affection for their unborn children. Now, when I say the left says they're unclean, I'm going by what God's Word, the Bible, says. We'll see that in just a minute. That these women who have no problem with killing the children, the Bible refers to them as unclean. And so, and wicked and evil, and in fact abominable. Two, they believe their delusion. Their delusion believes that they can continue to propagandize the American people with their antichrist insane narratives such as LGBTQ. There was a pastor out there the other day, a Baptist preacher. It'd have to be a Baptist. And he says that LGBTQ stands for "Let God Burn Them Quickly," or fantasies as, well, or like the critical race theory, or the transgender fantasies, or the Common Core, or now it's the trans species. The trans species, you know, where you get your little furries, or Earth worshippers, etc. Without After such repetitious practices, they actually start, folks, They actually start. You see, after the old saying that a lie told long enough and loud enough becomes their truth. So they actually start believing their own rhetoric. You know, they, in the beginning, they're mischievous, and they get together and they say, you know, we're going to just confuse the dickens out of those Christians. We're going to say things that are absolutely ridiculous, and they won't know what to do. They won't know where to think. Like Karl Marx said, keep the people off balance, keep them unsure, keep them afraid, because they're easier to control that way. So the left starts off with this idea, we're going to do that. They won't know where we're coming from. We'll have them so confused. But the reality is they end up believing in their own lunacy. Let's go over to Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. And for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, that word there, hold in the Greek, means suppress. That suppress, they suppress the truth. And, well, we see today that the mainstream media suppressed the truth. We see the NEA, the so-called teachers' union, they suppress the truth. The printing companies that print the textbooks suppress the truth. Big tech, always trying to cancel people and trying to always wanting to suppress the truth. We see the woke colleges and universities, their goal, suppress the truth. The entire left press corps, the entire left wing press corps out there, they have suppressed the truth. And so that's, you know, this is what we're seeing today. We're seeing this verse here, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And here he goes on to say, because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Well, here we see, when you're talking about the invisible things that are clearly seen, well, I found out about one of those about a month ago when I had my fall. I found out about gravity. You look around and you can't see gravity, but you can see what gravity does. And I found out big time. What about all of the atoms and the protons and the neutrons that we're consisted of? You can't see them with the naked eye, but boy, you know they're there because you see them in us. What about if you ask people, and things that you can't see but you know they exist. Like, you ask people, well, do you have a conscience? Don't you have a conscience? And they'll say, of course I do. Well, let me see it. Well, it's not something I can show you, but I know that for a fact that I have a conscience, okay? And what about, now you can only see this in Christians, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So we see this too, that all things are held together by Christ, and we're sustained. We are completely sustained by him. And we go on to say here, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator who blessed it forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them over up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which was against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves the recompense of their own error, which was meat. Okay, so here, what is he saying? Well, he's making a point. Like today, if we take a look at this, and how would that apply to today? Well, uncleanness, as we talk about here. Today, we have things, the left has come up with things, folks, that just unbelievable out there. They want to legitimize and normalize pedophilia. They want to change the word from pedophilia to minor attractive. They want it, yes, folks. And let me tell you, Obama, Biden, and the entire Democratic Communist Collective is in favor of doing that, of legalizing, legitimizing pedophilia. They want to normalize LGBTQ, transgenders, what they call trans species now. This is lunacy. Now, too, as far as I truly believe that the United States has exceeded the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah through technology. Today you have what they call swingers clubs, where people go to meet and fornicate and commit adultery. Sometimes it's couples, sometimes they go without that. Today they have what they call hot wives clubs that are clubs for women who want to sleep around with other men. But the club is strictly for women. They go there and to meet other men, whether they be married men or others. They have what they call every time that I think that they've hit rock bottom, in fact, they come up with something new. Well, now they have what they call cuckolds. What a cuckold is men who like to watch their wives having sex with other men. And sometimes these strange perverts would like to get in a cage and be in a cage while watching their wives have sex with other men. And then you have today, now, the latest thing that I've seen out there that they're actually advertising clubs, okay, is kabang, or what they call gangbang clubs. There's another word they use for the gangbang club, but it's gangbang clubs, where you have multiple men. And folks, you talk about being unclean. You talk about being unclean. And that's what it says here. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lusts of their own hearts. You talk about being unclean. You have 5-10 men having sex with one woman. That is unclean. That's plain nasty. It's like a dog in heat out there being followed by a pack of males. And so here, he goes on to say, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Okay, and of course that word reprobate, that means depraved. When it says here, to do the things which are not convenient, that word convenient means proper, do the things that are not right, not proper, okay? Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, biters, haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, and covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. And so, you know, it's the implacable means unforgiving, unforgiving. And what could be more natural than for a mother to want to protect her child in the womb? But even, and I've seen this where a female grizzly bear will fight to the death. She'll fight a male grizzly twice her size. She'll fight to the death to protect her cub. A wolf, a mother wolf, will do the same thing. It'll fight off to protect its cubs. And so here, today, you have women that will actually go get pregnant on purpose, conceive a baby, deliver a 9-month baby, to give it to places like the University of Pittsburgh and that, where they will take that baby and use it as a live experiment, remove its organs while it's alive. It's pure evil. It's pure evil. It's pure evil. He goes on to say, now, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I think of Barack Obama when I read this. I think of Rick Warren when I read this. I remember them saying how before Obama was elected, when he was running in 2008, and both of them came out and they said they believed that the institution of marriage was between a man and a woman, that marriage could only... And I said right there on that very same day, I said, the very day that Obama is once he gets, wins the election, the very same day, he will change that. And guess what? Not only he, but Rick Warren both did. They both came out and then they changed their own definition of marriage. And I knew that was going to happen. Here. And I think of when a woman, Carol, who ran 5 abortion mills in Texas, and she was telling me, she said, you know, when you hear these women say, personally, I can never have an abortion, but I won't judge those that do. She says, in the industry, that's code word for I've had at least one. She says, you can take that to the bank. And it says again here, who knowing the judgment of God, which they commit such things that are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them. They were aware, totally aware of God's penalty of death, a death penalty, because God gave them over, because God had given them a conscience, and why they knew that. You know, it's an interesting thing because psychologists say that people that have no conscience have a personality disorder that is extremely, extremely hard to try to treat. Now, here I want to go and talk about some. Now, some of these things, folks, are so outrageous. And like I was telling you, the idea that they have, you know, when Karl Marx wrote that you've got to keep the opposition off balance, unsure, you keep them afraid, and they're easier to control that way. So say one thing, do another, go this way, go that way, and always, always, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. Now, Marx talked about having both a legal and an illegal branch of the Communist Party. You had to have two branches, one that did legal and one that did practice illegal activity. And that's exactly what we have here in America today, exactly. And here, he would always say, always accuse your opposition. Before you go to do an illegal act, accuse your opposition of that same thing. It's an interesting thing because Hillary Clinton out. She's going out and getting on every TV show program that she can get on and telling people how she's got information that she knows the Republican Party is going to try to steal the election. So, do you know what she's telling you then, don't you? So here now, here are some a number of the other things that are absolutely, they're not really funny. They're so insane, but people believe, one of their delusions is that they can convince the American people that the economy is good and getting better. Joe, the report came out, the report on the economy that had risen 2%. Gross national product had risen by 2%. And he was saying, you see, I told you, the economy's good. And so when the people have to choose between food or keeping warm in this winter, they're telling you, look, you should be glad that you have a choice. You know, I mean, now, this is what the left expects you, with the help of the fake news media, to believe. That you can print $7 trillion worth of paper without devaluing the dollar. Have you noticed, folks, lately, how many more of those dollars it takes to you? Just 2 years ago, my wife and I would go into a particular restaurant that we like to go to, and we would buy our meals, and just 2 years ago, and for two of us, it would cost us $25, for two of us. Today, that same meal for two of us costs us $50, double, to get the same meal. They believe that you can shut off oil pipelines. They believe you can close down the coal mines, shut down refineries, close down nuclear power plants, outlaw fracking, and you can do all of that without causing an energy crisis. Well, folks over in Germany right now, what they're doing in Germany is not only are they cutting down all their trees for firewood because they've run out of natural gas over there, but they're tearing down some of the windmill fields where they have all these windmills. They're tearing the windmills down and they're digging into the ground for coal. They've decided we got to get real. Now this is real what we're talking about here. That little Greta woman that got all of this started, now we're getting, Greta's not going to be there and keep us warm this winter. And by the way, you're gonna find out as we go through here, folks, that they're gonna be starvation. They're looking for starvation in Europe because they're figuring out something. Here's what they're figuring out: is if you close down all your fertilizer plants, the three largest fertilizer plants in Europe, they close down, and you don't plant crops, and you don't raise food, then you'll have no food, and you'll go hungry. And they're just starting to figure this out. They believe that a nation can remain a nation with open borders. Well, they believe that the Biden crime cartel can continue to be the gatekeeper, keeping the gates open for the Mexican drug cartels and the human traffickers, without the American people eventually finding out. Well, we've been doing our best to let you know. We've been doing our very, very best to tell you what they're doing. That the Biden crime family is up to their eyeballs. They're, you know, that there's a buck to be made, whether it's from the Chinese, the Mexican drug cartels, or any. They're out there with their hands out making a buck. The opposition, the lunacy, actually expects us to believe that ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, PMSNBC, CNN, Facebook, YouTube, etc., that they can continue to cover up the crimes of the left forever. They've really gone all out for Hillary. I mean, they've really, what is it that Hillary has on these people that they're willing to stick their neck way out there? It's an interesting thing about how Jim Comey, what was it, like 400 and something times when he was being under oath, when Comey was being deposed or questioned by the Congress, said, "I don't know, I can't remember, I just can't remember," you know. Yet he seems to remember all of the things that didn't happen and then put it in a book, huh? They believe, those on the lunatic left believe, that you can defund the police and replace the police with social workers and not see a total lawlessness, a huge rise in crime and riots. Can you imagine, folks, that your business or your home's come under siege by Antifa and you're out there trying to defend and you call the police and they send out a social worker wanting to ask you some questions and wanting to know, do you feel angry? Where is your anger at, you know? But listen, I'm talking about the lunatic left. They actually believe, and you've seen them do it, that you can defund the police and replace them with social workers. They believe that you can continue to release violent criminals back on the streets without prosecuting them for their crimes and expect them to stop committing crimes. You just had, just recently, two things. You just had one case where a guy had been charged with murder. He was let out. He was put out of cash bail and went out the same day and committed a murder. I was listening to another one today where one of Biden's illegals raped a little girl. They let him right out. They let him right out, and he went out and raped another one. And that's total lawlessness. It's total lawlessness. And somehow, the mindset upon the lunatic left is the way that you control crime is to legalize it. You say, well, that's ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. But you see, again, remember their plan, their ideas. They're supposed to do all these weird and strange things, and you folks are supposed to be so totally confused by what they're doing that you don't know what to do, and you're going to be afraid, unsure, and they're going to be able to control you. They believe that you can allow Austin and Milley to continue to disrespect our military and force the brightest and the best to take the bioweapon jab or resign. Now, folks, let me tell you, the brightest and the best will be those that refuse to take the bioweapon. They're definitely the brightest. They're definitely, without even a contest, the brightest, those that refuse to take the bioweapon jab. They believe that you can use lesbian and transgenders in recruiting films for the military and promote drag queens as role models. I'm not kidding you. This is what Austin and Millie has done. USO shows, they want drag queens. They want to use drag queens as role models for our military. Now, folks, I was watching upon the internet. They had the Russian and the Chinese, their recruiting films. The Chinese, they had the recruiting films. You had these special forces warriors, and I mean, they looked awesome. And the same thing with the Russians in their recruiting film. Be all you can be, for real. But not ours. Our recruiting films, they had a lesbian and a transgender out there. Folks, it's absolutely pathetic. The left, and this is what God says, I will choose their delusion. God said, I will choose. Boy, has he chosen some delusions for them. They pretend that you can shut down production of fertilizer plants and force farmers and ranchers and businesses out of business. And then you can, again, close down fertilizer plants and force farmers and ranchers and other businesses and still have enough food to feed the people. You see, if you're not raising cattle and hogs and that, if you're not planting crops and orchards, you will not have food. You will not have food. Bill Gates is the biggest landowner in America. He's buying up all the farmland so that you don't plant crops. They want to control the food supply completely and totally. They want to control the entire food supply. They pretend, in their delusion, they believe that the bioweapon jab will actually keep you from getting COVID and that the masks will actually stop viruses. Well, folks, first of all, those that have gotten the bioweapon jab are four times more likely to get the COVID. You see them all the time. You see them out there all the time. All of these who get the jab end up getting COVID. And then I'm still going places, and it's lunacy. It's absolutely lunacy. And the reason that this lunacy continues is because people submit. They won't stand up to it. They won't stand up to it. And so they're still asking you to wear these masks that are worthless of Anthony Fauci. By the way, what a video we saw tonight in the church about Fauci, about the CDC, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and just how treacherous, just how corrupt and treacherous. And Mr. Fauci, what a monster this guy is. And we're talking about accurate factual reporters. And then there were a number of virologists and other doctors talking about what this jab has done, which we've been warning people about. We started warning even before the first ones were available. We told you, don't get it. It's experimental, folks. Not even tested. Every single animal, we told you before, one person had gotten a shot. Every single animal that they had tested on, every single one died. And they had not tested it on human beings. They believe, and folks, to pretend that to know what a woman is sexist. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen to me. They believe that to pretend to know what a woman is sexist and discriminatory. And the reason it's discriminatory and sexist is because men are more likely to know what a man are, or what a man is. They're more likely to know what they are, men are, than women are to know what they are. I'm not kidding you. This is lunacy, right? And because of that, because men are more likely to know that they're men than women are to know that they're women, that this is sexist. And this is why they say that, have you noticed that nobody's asking what a man is? Because they're discriminating. Well, folks, listen, it's not that hard. I said it before. Let me tell you what a woman is. A woman can be a mother. She can be a daughter. She can be a sister. She can be an aunt. She can be a grandmother. That's what a woman is. Listen, women can have babies. That's right. Now, what is a man? A man can be a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, an uncle. A man can be a brother. A man can be a son. And men don't have babies. If they were having babies, they wouldn't be men. Oh, boy. Can you hear that, you liberals? That's common sense coming right at you. Real common sense. Now, here. They believe that it's discriminatory and racist to think that men can't give birth or nurse a baby. I just said, if they could give birth and nurse a baby, they wouldn't be men. They'd be women. That's reality. Now, the Boston Children's Hospital has discovered that babies know at birth if they are transgender. Now, isn't that something? That's amazing because, folks, even though many children today don't seem to know whether or not they're male or female until they reach high school or college. You don't think that that's due to the lunacy of these far-left communist teachers? Until Obama Biden came along, I was totally unaware, folks, that I may have driven across racist bridges. Did you ever stop and think about that? Obama says some of those bridges out there are racist bridges. What if your car broke down on one of those bridges and you were there for a long time? If you're black, you're going to end up hating white people. If you're white, you're going to end up hating black people. Well, I didn't even know about those racist bridges until Obama Biden told us. Not just that. I never realized that the reason that the seats on these commercial air flights that I would float on, the reason they were seats were small and they had no leg room was because of racism. Here I was, sitting in those seats, a victim, I'm telling you, of racism, in those small seats with no leg room. And it was because of racists. Racists made those seats small. Just ask Joe Biden. He said it today. He was talking about it today. They did that just to get at black people. Well, you know, to this very day, folks, I continue to refuse to drink Coke. Remember when the CEO of Coke came out and said that we got to start getting more white? We got to become, no, not more white, less white. He said we've got to start becoming less white. And so, as a white man, I thought, what am I going to do? I don't believe this guy. So I just quit drinking his Coke. And ever since I quit drinking that Coke, I feel like I'm getting whiter and whiter every day. And less woke. Whiter and less woke. Oh, yes, but last, but not least by any means. By any means. I can find solace in the immortal words of Kamala Harris. When you see a yellow school bus, a yellow school bus, a yellow school bus will make you feel good. Those were immortal words. I'll read it again. Kamala Harris. When you see a yellow school bus, a yellow school bus, a yellow school bus will make you feel good. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You might not believe me, but it's the absolute truth. I got behind one of those yellow school buses not long ago, and I was behind it and behind it, and there was no way I could get around it because there was no way you could pass. And I had to stop wherever that school bus stopped for a long time. And I wasn't happy. It didn't make me a bit happy being behind that yellow school bus. Didn't make me feel good. Now, I want to go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and read verses 1 through 12. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor word, not by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in a temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the powers, with the workings of coming after the working of Satan. And, well, let me see. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, here, I've got to wet my whistle. This is my fourth class for today. And here, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or trouble, neither by spirit, nor by the word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. There were those that had been writing letters to the Thessalonians telling them, look, the rapture already took place. It took place. Those with the Lord, that they rose and they went with him to heaven, and you got left behind. You didn't go with him. And so the Apostle Paul is saying, listen, don't buy any of this. For, let's see, the day of Christ always deals with salvation issues. The day of the Lord always deals with judgment. And so here now, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, the falling away started way back with the start of the sixth dispensation. Today, we see a massive falling away from the church. It's more massive than it's ever been. And that's exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said would happen. We're seeing that big falling away today. And so, then he says this, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Well, no, let me go back. I missed. Okay. He says, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, he's going to tell you that there, in these days here, that there are going to be people that believe, you know, that the Antichrist is here, and that they believe that they know who that Antichrist is. He's been revealed. And here, if you were to ask me, who today do I think would be the best candidate for Antichrist, I would say without doubt Barack Hussein Obama, for a lot of reasons. His name is actually in the Bible here. We see that he is told there in Daniel 12 that he's going to be a Sodomite. We see that he will be a Gentile coming out of the sea. We see that he gets his power. He'll get his power from the false prophet, which is a Jew. And we're watching today as Barack Obama, when he told Jesse Jackson, I don't need you anymore. I have George Soros. And George Soros is providing me my power now. Okay? And so you're seeing these things play out. Things that, like I said, his name is in the scriptures. Now, we've gone through this 100 times. I don't want to go over it again tonight. But other things, like the car that they had made for him, they called it the Beast. They named it the Beast. Obama rode the Beast. And here, on the day that he was elected, in his hometown, the winning lottery number was 666. His zip code, where his office was in Illinois, was 60606. Are all these things just coincidences? And then, I remember, during that time of his inauguration in Washington, D.C., you had all down Constitution Avenue and these others, you had these vendors. These vendors, about every, 50 yards or so, there'd be a vendor set up, and they would be selling these plaques. And the plaques would be something like maybe 14 inches high and about 18 inches wide or long. And in the plaques, you would have ovals, and it would start at the bottom left-hand corner with Abraham Lincoln, and then it would go to JFK, John F. Fitzgerald Kennedy, and then straight up at noon, you would have Martin Luther King, and then at about 2 o'clock, you'd have Robert Kennedy, and then back down at 4 o'clock, you'd have none other than Barack Obama. Well, you say, well, wait a minute, what did these first four all have in common? And that was they were all killed with a mortal head wound. And so how does the Antichrist die? Well, the Antichrist is killed with a mortal head wound, and then the false prophet brings him back to life. And so, in other words, resurrection. And so the idea, and those plaques went into black barbershops all over the country. They're still hanging there. And so there's a lot of reasons why I would say that Barack Obama would be, just by looking at you might say the clues out there or the scriptures, the things that would apply, all of these characteristics that Obama has are the characteristics of the Antichrist. Well, we're out of time again for tonight. And again, all of these things are happening very rapidly, folks. You see it all around you. You know what I'm telling you, that the Antichrist, and listen to me. You have to understand, this is not a time for you to be afraid and say, woe is me. Now is the time. God has raised you up at this time. You're alive and well. And this is the best time ever in the history of the world for you to place up crowns in heaven. That's right. You see, but it's now or never. It's now or never. Now, one of these days, you're either going to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, because you answered the call. You ran to the battle. Or you're going to wish that you had heard those words, my good and faithful servant. If you have not received Christ as your Savior, don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night that you pray to the Father. You ask God the Father to forgive you of your sins, that you're a sinner. You acknowledge that fact. And then you acknowledge the fact that Christ hung in your place on that cross. He took your place. He suffered like no man ever suffered. That was the price he had to pay to take away your sins. But you have to call upon him. You have to ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely and totally, without any reservations. There's only one way to the Father, only one way to heaven, and that's to the Lord Jesus. It's only one way, folks, one way. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. Now, if you do that tonight, that'll be, first of all, the most important thing you'll ever do. You'll never do anything for the rest of your life that will even start to mean as much as that. Now, the next thing is that you would become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you will be on the road. Well, you'll be on the road to eternal life. And, folks, again, you have God's word on this. Yes, God can give you immortality. God, who created the universe, can give you immortality. So there you is. Tonight's the night. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Don't think, well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, because your soul may be required of you tonight, and then it'll be too late. So, again, as we always say at this time, good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Border Battle, the new six-part documentary series, puts you on the front line of America's southern border and rise of the deadly drug fentanyl.
The overdose death crisis in this country is directly linked to Cartel Jalisco New Generation and the Sinaloa Cartel and their labs.
Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin. 3 grains of fentanyl would kill you.
Tens of thousands of Americans have died, and our southern border is a drug cartel war zone.
Now they have sophisticated weapons, tanks, they're dropping explosives on their competitors right by the border. We've never seen this before in the history of the country.
Border Battle shows a border crisis like never before, with exclusive footage exposing the consequences of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and decades of government neglect.
This will get worse before it gets better.
Watch Border Battle from Turning Point USA. Download this shocking six-part series now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.